From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. The death toll from Typhoon Hato has risen to at least 12. It's the most powerful storm to hit the southern China region around Hong Kong in more than half a century. Macau said at least 8 people were killed, including 2 men found overnight in a parking garage. Another 153 were listed as injured amid extensive flooding, power outages, and the smashing of doors and windows by the high winds and driving rain. By Thursday, a weaker Hato was moving into China's Guangxi region. U.S. President Donald Trump issued an appeal for a more unified nation during a speech Wednesday in Reno, Nevada, saying it's time to heal the wounds that divide us.
We are one people with one home and one great flag.
Remarks come one day after Trump used divisive speech in Phoenix, Arizona, to lash out at the news media again for its coverage of his response to deadly violence at a recent protest organized by neo-Nazis and white supremacists in Charlottesville, Virginia. Trump was broadly criticized for blaming both sides for the violence in which a 32-year-old Heather Heyer was killed when a man associated with the white nationalists plowed his car into a crowd of counter-protesters. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley met Wednesday with the head of the United Nations Atomic Energy Agency to discuss Iran's compliance with the 2015 nuclear deal it signed with Western countries. U.S. President Donald Trump has routinely criticized the deal and threatened to cancel it. Reports from the Vienna-based International Atomic Energy Agency show that Iran seems to be in compliance with the deal. This is VOA News.